somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network. Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle. And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Hey
And welcome to the Shooting Bench. I have to remember which mic button to push here. I'm still learning. I'm getting better, though. I still got a few things to learn about this, fine-tune it. Got some features I want to try to get working here. But for now, it's working, and we've consistently had shows when we said we were going to have shows. So that's a very good thing. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January, day after tomorrow, is when the festivities begin. Lots more hype, more stuff coming in. You know, there was a guy today. Well, there's been two. One of them has threatened to cut off his junk if Trump didn't get out of there, you know, in protest to that. And then another one followed up and said he was going to, too. And I have little doubt that they're going to follow up with what they said they're going to do, and that's probably just as well, because that'll prevent any more of that from happening. But there was another one today, I'm sure you all saw it in the news, where a guy had set himself on fire in protest of Trump's inauguration. And I didn't read the whole story, but I saw it from numerous sources, ABC, The Blaze, you know, quite a few other places there. And it's just, hold on 1 second here. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. So, interesting stuff going on. I think that we still have, it's anybody's guess if anything is going to happen. I'm sure something will. I don't know how widespread and how severe it will be, but I'm pretty confident there'll be some kind of activity going on day after tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll set it out and wait till then, see what happens. For you people in northern and eastern Arizona, maybe even western New Mexico, we've got... I agree, Doc. I think all the protesters ought to set themselves on fire, and that works for me. For relatively local people or anyone that wants to get a... Arizona concealed carry permit, Arizona or Florida or Colorado or Indiana. You can show up for one of my classes here. Actually, you need to register ahead of time so I know how many is going to be there. But got one coming up in Snowflake this coming Saturday, the 21st, providing the world is still together. And the following weekend, on the 28th, I'll be doing one in Sholo. And on this 11th of February, I'll be doing one in St. John's, Arizona. There are people signed up for each of them right now, so they will be happening. So if anybody wants to get in on that, let me know. All right, let's hit a few of the highlights here. Got a few gun things we want to talk about intermingled in with some of this other stuff. So... get my crystal ball fired up. I need to start firing this thing up ahead of time and getting it ready to go before time. Let's see here. There, well, I'll have to save that one. Only that's the one thing I can't do with this is just play anything I want to and have it anything recorded and have it come out on the air. So I'll have to work on that. That's one of my priorities there. Hang on a second here. Got that thing going on again. All right. Got that taken care of. This story was just way too stupid to spend a whole lot of time on. But there's a CNN panelist there that blames Trump. Well, remember when there was three black kids had tortured and beat up this mentally disabled guy who just happened to be white, who just happened to not get any mention on mainstream media, or very little. And believe it or not, there is a panelist on CNN named Simone Sanders that has said that this attack can be blamed on one man, Donald Trump. I guess four people in custody now over that. So they're hollering all this stuff. They did this because apparently the disabled, mentally disabled guy in their opinion, I guess, had figured that he was a Trump supporter, a Trump voter or something. I don't know how mentally disabled he was, if he was capable of knowing the difference. I don't know. But they assumed that he did, and that was the reason that they did all this. And this panelist says that it's Trump's fault. It's kind of like back when Obama first took office, everything was Bush's fault. Everything in the world, in the whole world, in the universe, every day, for months and months and months, was Bush's fault. It was amazing to me. It absolutely flabbergasted. And I have no doubt whatsoever that the same thing is going to happen here with Trump. No doubt. So, anyway, let's see here. I'm going to get a bunch of these off of my list here. You know, wait a minute. Let me turn that noise off here. All right. Yeah, we'll leave that one. I'll save that one for a little bit. Let me just mention this real quick here. There's, you've heard this before. You've heard it in songs. You've heard me say it. You've heard it in other types of things going on. But we're going to be coming up on the first anniversary of Lavoie Finicum's murder here pretty shortly. That's going to be on a Thursday. So Wednesday, the 25th, we'll be spending a good bit of time on what's going on over there. And actually, I'm thinking that I may do a show on the 26th. We may just plan on that. We may just go ahead and plan on one on Thursday, the 26th. If I'll confirm this, look at my calendar and make sure I can do that. But I think that would be a good time to do a show. So we may do 4 days, or maybe I won't do Wednesday and just do Thursday or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out between now and then. Actually, I better be for figuring it out tomorrow because we don't have a whole lot of days left till then. There's one thing that has made the rounds all over the country. T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers, countless memes on the internet, and that's one of several of Lavoie Finicum's quotes. And this one, probably, I think, is most famous. He says, "There are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them." And you know, Lavoie has made the most impact on the patriot community and on the people, on citizens, period. On both sides, it's made a lot of people that were on the other side think about what has been going on, start studying the Constitution, and jump fence and come over to our side. And what a tremendous impact he's had on people. He's quite a man, no doubt about it. Let's see, we can save that one. This one's too bad. It's and I'm jumping around here from one side to the other. Let me make sure I got my mic turned back on. Yeah, it's working. I'm jumping from one side to the other of the issues here, trying to get some of my stashed stuff taken care of. Here was a guy in Houston. This is a tragic story. It's too bad it happened the way it did. However, because the guy was armed, he saved, quite likely saved his family's life, his wife and three kids. Unfortunately, he was killed in the shootout, but so was the bad guy. So not a happy ending by any means, but it could have been a whole lot worse. If he hadn't have been armed, then the wife and three kids and him all may have died, you know, or been injured or raped, killed, whatever. both it was a genuine firefight there. Both of them shooting at each other, and both men were shot multiple times, and both died from their injuries. However, all the rest of the family members, wife and kids, were all uninjured. So things like that happen sometimes. I'm sure that the guy, although he would prefer not to be in the position that he's in right now, I'm sure that he is grateful that he had a gun on hand and was able to take care of that little business there. You guys remember that we talked about this a long time ago. We talked about this. Jesse Ventura trying to sue the estate, Chris Kyle's estate, for almost $2 million. And this has gone back. Well, what a sleaze. What a scuzzbag. If I ever had any modicum of respect in the tiniest degree for Jesse Ventura, it is definitely all gone now. Actually, it was all gone three or four or five years ago, whenever it happened. I don't remember. But we did talk about it on the show. It was quite a while back. But anyway, he has lost his appeal to reinstate the $1.8 million award in a defamation case against Chris Kyle. So that's a good thing. On Monday, the Supreme Court denied Jesse Ventura's attempt to reinstate that. And I am ashamed that he's even an American. I guess he ain't much of an American anyway. Let's see. We'll spend time on that one later, maybe after the break if we can. Let's see here. Wow. Maybe I don't want to do that one. There's a story here that another win for the Second Amendment. There's guys come in here in a, fast food place. Anyway, said two white supremacists tried to take out their hatred by attacking a black man, and they got just what they deserved, apparently. A group of drunk racist white men entered a Fort Myers, Florida Waffle House and began shouting racial slurs at two black men. One of the racists who had exited the restaurant, Dakota Fields, came charging back in the restaurant to attack Williams, obviously unaware that Williams was carrying a gun. Williams was one of the black guys that was being attacked there. So it says he attempts to tackle Williams, but instead gets himself shot three times before running back out of the restaurant. Perfect. Later, the two racists crashed their car on a getaway to the hospital, killing the guy that had been shot. Okay. No charges were brought up against Williams. He was defending himself. Very good. Hooray for Florida. It's supposed to show that the only solution to violence and white supremacy is being armed. Yeah. Works for me. Getting into the politics here for a minute, I'm having a difficult time understanding, number one, that there's so much hatred for Trump, even coming from our side. I can see that you may not approve, but some people have just vehemently, violently, stupidly, hatefully opposed to Trump. Okay? May not be everybody's first choice, but he is the guy that's there. He may not be everything that he says he is. He may not be everything that everybody dreams that he should be, but he's not Hillary. And until he proves himself one way or the other, I'm not going to display that type of discontent towards him. And he may be, before it's all over with and all said and done after his first, maybe even his second term, if he gets a second term. We may find out that he does things just as bad as Hillary, but he has not showed us that yet. Give him a chance. So if he does, fine. Then, you know, tear him up when the time comes. But right now, he's got some executive actions coming up here that's going to be put in place immediately, same day as the inauguration. And he's got people on his cabinet that are going to look into the BLM and the land, you know, the monuments that they've just, the national monuments that they've just put in and all that. And, well, Doc, I can understand that. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me, the hatred for 1911. So, I mean, that's, that goes right along pretty much hand in hand with hating Hillary, isn't it? Well, maybe not quite. Might not go quite that far. Another thing I don't understand about Trump, though, is he won with such a wide margin in the Electoral College. And his approval rating is down. Last time I looked, it was down to like 40%, lowest of all of his predecessors over the last 25 years. And that's... That seems odd to me that he said George W. Bush had 65%, Bill Clinton had 67%, Obama came in with 75%, which is astounding to me. Trump's disapproval rating of 48% during his transition is also the highest. So he's got the lowest approval rating and the highest disapproval rating. It's a little bit weird to me. Obama and Clinton had approval ratings of nearly 50% from members of the Republican Party, while Bush's was almost 50% from Democrats. Now, does that make any sense? Obama and Clinton had approval ratings of nearly 50% from members of the Republican Party, while Bush's was almost 50% from the Democrats. So, in both cases, where is the other 50%? Okay, I know there's some Green Party and there's some Libertarians and everything, but, for the most part, it's overwhelmingly a two-party system. If there's 50% of one, there's got to be pretty close to 50% of the other. According to the poll, Trump's support among members of his own party, 86%, also lacks behind Bush's Republican support of 93%. Well, what's 7% amongst friends? 86% still pretty okay, I guess. He does significantly worse among independents than his predecessors did. Trump could be in line to have the lowest job approval rating upon taking office in Gallup's polling history. So, this is, I'll tell you what, this is damn sure going to be a very, very interesting year. And this first, this next two or three months here, I think there's going to be a lot to report on here. So, and by the way, we do have, the 20th Friday, so we'll probably have a lot to throw into Liberty Lounge there while we're playing music. There's going to be a lot of other things I'm pretty sure that we're going to need to discuss a little bit. So, and on we go. Let's get these out of the way. Okay, we talked about Arizona's militia laws Monday. We don't need to do that again. Here's one that Mountain Shooter probably knows about already. It is from his home state of California. There was quite a freak accident at a shooting range in California in which a guy was killed. It was Ricochet. 36-year-old man, this is last Saturday, died in the shooting range near Corona, California. Let's see. It says police were called to the shooting range just before noon in response to the shooting. When deputies arrived, they found the guy suffering from a gunshot wound. He was immediately transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. We don't know exactly what happened. The range manager said, Mountain Shooter, if you've got any any news on that, will let us know. They said this is the first time an incident like this has ever happened in more than 30 years that they've been open, noting that patrons get a safety briefing each and every time they visit. He said our record speaks for itself. So I don't know what happened. Apparently, you know, it may or may not could have been avoided. I don't know. If it was just a freak ricochet off of something, then, you know, just goes to show you sometimes that of all the precautions and everything that you do, you know, sometimes poop happens. So anyway, let's see. Oh, Mountain Shooter also. I don't know if you saw my note on the chat the other day. I am once again, I think because of the events and the way things are going, I am one more time going to shed my 44 Magnum rifle here. I do not have a handgun to go with it anymore. I still have the 357 and the handgun to go with it. And what do you mean my time is up? What are you talking about? I've got all the time in the world. Now, was my sound off there for a little bit? Somebody let me know. I may have not been talking. I may not have had any sound, so I might have to go back and if I wasn't making noise, then somebody let me know where the last thing was that I said. Because I have no means with this new deal. I can't go back and check like I used to could. So let's see here. I got a hint there when Mountain Shooter said your time is up. I figure you may have been talking to me because my mic was off. All right. See, I don't know. I got two different mic buttons here. Let me make sure that one of them is turned on. I guess it's on. All right. So, anyway, I'm looking at getting rid of my 44 again. I don't know, you know, if anybody on the chat's interested. It is in good shape, good shape. It's a pre-crossbolt safety, one of the nice older ones. And it's just one more that I just don't need. The rifle is an 1894 Marlin. And the handgun that I did, I had several. I had a Model 29 Smith for a while. I had a Red Hawk. I've had a Super Black Hawk for years and years and years. I got rid of it here, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But I've had one ever since probably 19-something. Probably about 1984, somewhere in there. 83, 84, something like that. And I've had a 44 in a contender with a 14-inch, whatever they used to call it, 14-inch barrels. I had 44 in just about everything. I've had several of the the 44 lever action rifle. I think this is probably my third. Yeah, it's at least my third, maybe my fourth one. So anyway, so yeah, the lever action is a good California approved assault rifle out there in that part of the country. So we don't have to. No, and I shouldn't say we don't have to. I'm a firm believer. I'm a big fan of the lever action rifles, but I just got more than I need. So, if anybody's interested in that, give me a holler. I'm probably looking to get 600 out of it. They are tough to find in this one. They're in the pre-crossbolt safeties. Even tougher out there right now. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see if we can hit something here. I haven't got my brakes all figured out here as well as I should, but we're gonna see if we can make this happen here. All right, let's try this and see what happens.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the times. And lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never lasts forever, tell me, what's forever for? And I see love-hungry people trying their best to survive when right there in their hands is a dying romance and they're not
back to another segment of the Shooting Bench right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, all right, there it is. Now we should have sound. Let me know as soon as you hear sound, the moment that you hear it. I want to see how long of a lag there is. It's 21:44 right now here. So as soon as somebody gets a whiff of sound, let me know right away. And we'll try to go ahead and get done what we've got to do here. Okay, let's look here and see. All right, yeah, everything's running. Should have sound. I restarted this new thing twice to get that to happen, and it looks like it happened. Let me get a show of hands just as soon as you get sound there so I can see how long of a lag we have. All right, while we're waiting on that, I've just got a couple of things here I need to check while this is going here. All right. Um, It appears to be working, but I still don't have any feedback. I need feedback. Input. Need input. Hello, hello. Show of hands. Anybody? Huh? One, two. Okay. The Tinker says I got sound on radio. Sure. That's a good thing. I used to do Desert Rat, said we got it. So apparently we have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes lag there. Thank you, Desert Rat. Good to see you in here, by the way. So let's go back to where I don't know what I was talking about there. Let me go back and get my, see if my crystal ball remembers. Okay. You heard about the illegal guy here, the one that shot the Arizona cop, right? Everybody get that story? Yeah, I'm not going to know for a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So anyway, let's just move on to the next one. I don't report on these things very often. There's only been a couple that have been confirmed over the whole time I've been doing this that I've talked about, and that is an email, a phishing technique there. And right now, this is only affecting Gmail users. But there's quite likely, because of how it's taken place here, there's probably going to be others that may try this. So be aware. Be very, very aware of anything that you open. Let me just read this to you here so I don't miss anything. It says, even tech-savvy Gmail users are falling victim to hackers who steal their login credentials. According to a security expert who notes that increasingly sophisticated phishing techniques are being employed. The hacker will first send you an email which includes an attachment. According to the CEO of WordPress, when you click on the attachment, now there's the key right there. To the best of my knowledge, there's not anything to tell you don't open this, don't open this, it'll infect your computer and whatnot. As far as I know, just opening anything doesn't do that. I may be wrong about that, but it's not many, if any. But opening attachments can be a killer. So be absolutely certain where your attachments are coming from and make sure that it's identified. If there's any question about it, then email the person that sent it to you and see if they themselves have, in fact, opened it and if it's safe to do that. So this says, when you click on the attachment to preview it, a new tab opens up that looks like a Gmail login page. However, it is not genuine. If you enter your email and passwords, hackers will have stolen your credentials and full access to all of your emails. Now, the thing about this is, especially with Gmail, that password will get you into quite a number of other different programs that belongs to Google. So we want to be really careful with that. So the obvious question would be, why would you open an email from a random person in the first place? Well, most of us have had received emails from people or with names on it out of our contact list. So we think, oh, good. Well, somebody sent me an email. And this has happened numerous times to me. And you open it, and it's not at all what it is. Somehow there's been I believe it's a Trojan horse that they put in there and gets a hold of your contact list. And, you know, whatever caused it, I'm not sure of all the technical terms, but I'm sure, you know, it has happened to me. So the email will contain a subject line, and the attachment from the contact may look familiar. They may use a subject line that your contact has used before. That can be a problem. And rename the attachment to something plausible that goes along with that subject line. So from what I'm getting out of this, it would say, like, reference, say, RE, colon, since we last talked, or something like that, and now there'll be an attachment to it. So once the hackers gain access to your emails, then they start looking for future targets, which out of your contact list, out of your messages, that they can send these phishing emails to. So wouldn't you assume that something is fishy if you're asked for your login again? Well, tech-savvy people, maybe, but not necessarily, since it does look so authentic and it looks like it's right from Google and Gmail. And this is not Google or Gmail's fault. This is something that somebody else has done. But since it looks so official, they say, oh, well, no problem. I'll just log in again. Big deal. But it says when you open the attachment, a new tab pops up, and the URL will look very similar to the legitimate Gmail login page. The only difference is, and this is something you need to write down and remember, it's a little sticky note there on your desk somewhere where you don't forget this. It'll all look the same from the part where it says https://accounts.google.com/service-login? Okay, that all looks the same. But there's some text preceding that that you need to watch for. And that is... And the word data, D-A-T-A, colon, text, slash, HTML, comma. Now, that's very strange because you never see commas in these URLs, period. Comma, period, get it? No, I didn't mean that. So that's what you got to look for. Otherwise, it looks very official. Looks just like your login deal for your Google account. Just watch for that preceding text on there, and the login box where you enter your email password looks like the real one. It's the whole thing is very authentic looking. So they say over the last year that this is gaining popularity and it's spreading out. It's getting more widespread. The question was asked, surely if you're tech savvy about this stuff, you should be safe. And they said, no, not really. Said even experienced technical users have become victims to this. So how do you stay safe? There's some checks you can do before typing in your login details. First, check to see that the URL begins with, if it begins with data colon text. If it does, then get rid of it. Second, if you widen out your bar there, you'll see there's a lot of blank space, which might not be visible at first. There's blank space in the URL. So after the blank space is the file that actually opens in a new tab. So if you widen that out and look, what he's saying is that it may go farther than what the URL may go farther than what it looks like. So widen this out. Widen your text bar out there, way out there. And after a long blank spot, then you'll see the file that actually opens in a new tab. Also check to see if the URL has been verified. Depending on your internet browser, the https://// might be in green, and there may be a padlock symbol before it. And that's the way mine is. And, you can also enable a two-factor authentication for logging into your Gmail. So on top of the username and password, there would be an extra layer of security that will require an extra piece of information. What if your account has already been hacked? It would be best to change your password right away. Also, you can check your login history to find logins from unknown sources. The guy from... whoever it was, what did I say, Mr. Monder from WordPress? He says he also recommends using a security researcher who can check if your email has been part of data leaks, but adds that there is no sure way to check if your account has been compromised. Said when I contacted Google for a comment, they pointed to prevent and report phishing attacks page. Their statement on that page says, we advise people to be careful anytime you receive a message from a site asking for personal information. If you get this type of message, don't provide the information requested without confirming that the site is legitimate. Now, that should be common sense. We should know that as computer users, where that should be a no-brainer. But, you know, unfortunately, there's people that are, you know, very, very technically ignorant and just, you know, don't know to check these things. Older people and new users just don't have a clue about this. So it's not as obvious as some of us might think. It says, if possible, open the site in another window instead of clicking the link in your email. You can report suspicious messages directly to us. Google will never send unsolicited messages, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. That's I thought that was an important one to share with you. It seems to be pretty dangerous. Said I've only done that, I think this is maybe the third time since I've been doing the shooting bench that something like this has come up. So another thing, imagine my surprise again. We have another deal here. You remember back when we had the, not too awful long ago, actually, you remember when the Animas River was running orange-colored from the blowout they had at the mine up in Colorado by Silverton or above Silverton or Uray, somewhere up in there? Well, here's the rest of the story. The EPA announced Friday that federal law does not require the agency to pay more damages incurred after the massive toxic water spill in Colorado caused by an agency employee. EPA is not mandated under federal law to repay $1.2 billion to the states affected by the Gold King mine spill. The Department of Justice supposedly told the agency the spill caused 3 million gallons of dangerous metals like lead, cadmium, and arsenic into the Animas River. The circumstances surrounding the Gold King mine incident unfortunately do not meet the conditions necessary to pay claims. Really? Because the law does not authorize federal agencies to pay claims resulting from acts of a governmental failure, a governmental nature, or function that involves the exercise of judgment. The law does not authorize federal agencies to pay claims resulting from acts of governmental nature, or function and that involve the exercise of judgment. Federal attorneys argue the EPA is protected by a legal principle called sovereign immunity or crown immunity, which argues a sovereign state cannot commit a legal wrong and therefore immune from prosecution. So they caused this accident, which may or may not have been an accident. $1.2 billion it cost the states, not to mention the fish that it killed, the water that it's ruined, the recreational money that was lost from fishing trips that were canceled and boating trips and then whatever, affecting, water going to homes and all of this. That was just $1.2 billion just in the cleanup. Now, we don't, we find ourselves not guilty, and we are not paying anybody anything because we don't want to, and we don't have to. Unbelievable. The principle must be invoked, the EPA argued, because employees with the agency were conducting an investigation under the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act when the spill occurred. EPA has taken responsibility for the spill in other ways, including giving financial support. Its move to invoke the age-old immunity measure for protection comes on the heels of the DOJ's October decision not to charge the EPA employee involved in causing the spill. EPA's Inspector General launched an investigation into whether the employee violated laws regulating the country's waterways and made false statements about the spill. The IG did not disclose the employee's names. Much of the Gold King mine disaster is all cleared up, said the EPA, because spring snowmelt pushed 2 million pounds of sludge from the affected rivers to Lake Powell, a vacation area and water source for drinking and agriculture. And there may be stuff in, there may be things show up here for, you know, for years to come. It may lie dormant for a while, and then because of a, you know, a storm or a drought or, you know, a modification to Lake Powell or whatever the case may be, that it may stir this stuff up and cause some other problems. So, yeah, Doc, yeah, that's, all acts involve exercise of judgment. Yeah, he had to, whatever happened up there, it had to be a exercise of judgment. Did he judge himself to get on that backhoe or to knock out that certain dam or to pull out that certain rock or to knock down that whatever? You know, there was some judgment there that he thought was going to be okay, he or she. Let's see, EPA's final report on the spill. Let me see, EPA's final report on the spill found evidence showing the Gold King deposits that remained in the Animas River over the winter period were mobilized early in the spring snowmelt and could be observed through the system, albeit in low concentrations. So there you go. That's, I have a hard time swallowing that one, boys and girls. It's killing me. Well, we hear now that there are at least 54 Democrats that are House Democrats that are pledging not to go to the inauguration, and that's fine. It's not mandatory. They're just making a big deal out of it. They're just throwing their little temper fit. And Trump says, fine, good. You know, tell them, I hope they give me their tickets. We need seats so badly, he says. And I hope he's right. I got in a pretty serious argument, which actually resulted in some blockage on Facebook today. A guy and a gal, actually there was three of them, two gals and one guy, talking about, they were some of the ones that I was wondering about. They're supposedly conservative, supposedly on our side, supposedly patriots, and absolutely just, I could not believe some of the stupid assumptions they were making about Trump. It was amazing to me. But one of them said, well, you know, Obama had 1.8 million people at his inauguration, and he did, the first one. The second one, he had just a tiny little smidge over half that. He had 55%. Of the first one. But they were saying they would be amazed if Trump even broke a million. I will be tickled pink if he breaks 2 million. I'd like to see him smoke Obama's record there. And according to reports here, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 bikers headed to Washington, D.C., as we sprecken right now, and some of them's probably already there. I'm sure that some of them got there early to get hotels and whatnot. But they are going there to form a protective perimeter around Trump and his. And I don't know how close they'll be allowed to get, but they will certainly, I hope, be at least allowed to at least get as close as the bad guys that are causing all this problem. But with 200,000 bikers there, if there is that many, and there are some pictures of some of them on their way there, pretty cotton picking impressive, the number of bikers that are headed that way. So we'll see. Like I said, it's probably going to be an interesting Friday here. I expect it to probably last, you know, whatever goes on there. I kind of expect that it'll last, through the weekend at the very least. You know, maybe several days, maybe several weeks. Hell, I don't know. We talked a little bit about Lavoie a while ago. Here is something right here that I think it's a great deal. There's a couple of people here that have started a group called the Range Allotment Owners Association. And this man and wife started this group here. And what it is that, when you graze a lot of cattle on public land, Forest Service, BLM, whatever, you get what's called grazing allotments. And they tell you in this allotment how many head of cows or sheep or whatever you're allowed to have on so many acres, and they regulate it pretty heavily. These people didn't realize, they come right out and said, we didn't know what our rights were. And they're learning more about this. There's a guy named Angus McIntosh, and I've talked about him before. I actually met him up in, I think it was up in Salt Lake City when I went up to one of the deals with Jeanette Finnicum. Angus McIntosh is pretty squared away, pretty knowledgeable about this kind of thing. What I'm disappointed in this story, though, is, before I go any farther, let me go over here and check and see. Yep, looks like it's still working. I'm kind of disappointed in this story. It goes through this whole long deal here about, learning what their rights are and all the people that they've got in there and holding several federal grazing allotments being passed down through the generations, misunderstanding about the history and original intent of federal grazing law. And what I don't like about this, and not that it matters, I just think that it's a little bit, Lavoie wasn't mentioned. This would not be happening if it weren't for Lavoie Finnicum and the Bundys. This organization would not be seeing the light of day right now, because if it weren't for the Bundys and Finnicum and Lavoie, everything would be hunky-dory, just as normal as it was 3 years ago, before all this stuff started. Lavoie and them are very much I'm glad it did. I'm sure that Lavoie is tickled to death that this is going on. And I can tell you for sure that Lavoie could give a damn less whether his name is mentioned or not. All he cares about is that this is happening. And I just think it's a little, it may be strictly the agency, the news agency that put this out. It's Ag Journal. I wouldn't think so. Ag Journal Online. But I wouldn't think that they would do that. I could see NBC or CNN or somebody leaving his name out. But I'm a little disappointed that these people did, because Lavoie is very much to be credited with this happening. But anyway, I'm glad it is. We'll keep an eye on it, and I hope I wish them all the success in the world here. I forgot the guy's name. Is it Zinke or something like that Trump appointed? And that is going to look into this federal land. He says his first deal, first thing he's going to do once they get the party out of the way, his first act is to go to Utah and talk to government people and landowners in Utah and do something about this. So I am thrilled to death. If this, I will be thrilled to death if something like this actually takes place. Credit, meaning, yeah, that's how long the delay is right there when I ask, and you just now told me, so it's taken nearly 2 minutes. So, and I can't do anything about that. I wish it was instant, but it's not. We'll just have to live with it. Okay, I'm going to hit a couple more things here and run over. I'm already 10 minutes over time, but I'm going to splice this together because we were down there for a little bit. So let's see. Let's see. I'll save that. I already talked about that. All right, here, this last thing I'm going to leave you. I'm going to give you something that will keep you from sleeping. You'll be furious. Probably for the rest of the night, maybe even for days. If I could find these guys, or if I would have come up on this as it was happening, I can be relatively sure that I would be going to jail. Whether I would kill them or not, I don't know. But I can promise you that I would have beat them both within an inch of their life. And when they woke up, I beat them some more. This happened in Turkey. And there's a lot of information on the two guys. There's even their names and everything else. What's going to matter here is what Turkey's cruelty to animals laws are, whether anything will happen to them or not. But got their names, got their pictures. And what they did, apparently because one of their dogs did not do well in a dogfight, that these two, I have to be careful what I say, these two idiots took this dog, good looking, from what I can tell, he looks like a pit bull. He's built like one. It's hard to tell because the guys cut these ears off. The picture there shows the dog laying there, covered head, covered with blood. Each of them holding the ear in their hand, and one of them holding the knife. And on the other picture, it shows they've thrown his ears down on the ground there in front of him, and the dog is smelling it. There was a video on YouTube. It's since been taken down. But this video on YouTube showed the dog howling and screaming and trying to get them to stop, and of course they thought it was cute. And it says when this came out earlier today, they need 100,000 signatures. The target is 100,000 signatures, and at that time, they needed 50,648 more. So they've already hit almost 50,000, 49.35%. So what it's going to do for them, I don't know. I don't know what they can do about people in Turkey. But I hope somebody has some clout and some knowledge about how to get this something done. I cannot believe. You know, there's I saw the video of the two guys that riding around in if I remember right, I think it was a Blazer or a Chevy pickup with a camper on it or something like that. And they kept chasing this dog out in the middle of wide open flat, and they kept running over him. And he'd get up and he'd struggle off and run away. They'd run over him again. And they just thought that was big fun, like he was at the rodeo. And there was another one that had a dog in a steel cage. This is all on YouTube, or it was. Had a dog in a steel cage, and they just went up and poured gas on this dog in this cage. He couldn't run away. What a freaking horrible death. And they just stood there, you know, smoking and joking and laughing like they were just like it was I don't know what in the world possessed. Oh, yeah, by the way, all three of these incidents that I just talked about were committed by Muslims. So I don't know what it is about Muslims and dogs, but they don't like them a little bit. But we saw them do the same thing to humans. We saw them, you know, more than once. We've seen them burn people alive in steel cages, and they do it to dogs too. So yeah, that makes me fear. I've been pissed off about this ever since early this afternoon when I first saw this story. Could not believe what somebody would do here. All right, well, get ready for Friday. I would suggest, now we've got a huge storm coming in here. It's supposed to drop a lot of snow. It's going to start tomorrow afternoon. And so I'm telling everybody, at least in this part of the Southwest, make sure that you've got water, food, gas tanks full. If you need to go to the grocery store, do it early tomorrow and get it done. And get squared away and prepared to set it out for a little while. We may wind up with quite a bit of snow. So I'll be busy. I've got another project here that I do. I think I told you all the other day back about New Year's that I go out and plow snow for these people. We do some of the big contracts around in Sholo and Snowflake. So in that regard, it'll be good. They pay me very well for that. So I'm glad to see a lot of snow coming for that, but it's going to be a lot of snow. I don't know if it's going to hit us nearly as hard as it has up in the Pacific Northwest, up in Oregon and Washington and stuff. They're really getting hammered, but it's yet to see if we're going to get that much or not. All right. Well, I have had all the fun I can stand, so I'm going to let you guys get on out of here, and we'll see you Friday. And next week, I think we'll probably, I don't know, I may not do it. I'm going to talk to Amy about it and see what she thinks, and I'm going to my advisor, whether I ought to do it actually on the day. But next week is the anniversary of Lavoie's murder, and Wednesday is the day before the actual date. So I'll let you know Friday what's going to happen next week, whether I'm going to do four shows or Thursday instead of Wednesday, or just do Wednesday and call it good. So, with all that being said, I'm out of here. We'll see you later.
Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.